T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Cheryl, you're on Kiss 98.5. Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about your experience.
It was amazing. It was the fastest experience I've ever had voting.
Wow.
Great. Did you bring your own pen?
I did not.
Okay. And were there a lot of people at the poll?
Not really. I was surprised. Okay. There were more people at Quest Diagnostics than there were at the poll.
Okay. You're hitting up everything. Where did you go?
To the Main Transit Fire Hall.
Okay. Were there firefighters there?
There were not.
Oh, okay. Okay. They must have moved over, or maybe they're just hanging out by the trucks. Thanks for calling, Cheryl. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good. Did you vote?
I did. I took my mother and my daughter. It was her first time voting. We voted at the Clarence Town Hall before the Bills game on Sunday. The weather was atrocious. We stood in line for about 45 minutes, and we had a short wait, but they were amazing. They had a huge round of applause for Katie because it was her first time voting, and
wow,
they rang this big bell. Yeah, they made it a really fun experience just to, you know, nail home how important it is and make sure that she comes back every year to keep voting.
Now, did your mother give her perspective on who everybody should be voting for?
You mean to the other folks in the crowd?
Yeah.
No, not at all. She wouldn't do that. But there was another lady that was working there that would come out, because there were hundreds of people in line and the weather was awful, and she would pick out some older people. She took my mother, she took out some pregnant girls and some young mothers that had little children with them, and took them to the front of the line so they wouldn't have to wait in that line. So that lady was amazing.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that.
So
yeah.
Did grandma try and influence her granddaughter on who to vote for privately?
No, not at all. In fact, we all are like-minded. In fact, my daughter knows every amendment like the back of her hand. She had some really amazing teachers at Clarence that did a lot of political science stuff, history. She's all about it. She loves it. It was a really exciting time.
Good. Yay, wow. Teachers.
I'm so glad that she got her first experience in voting. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. We're asking the question, did you vote today? Hi, Kiss.
Hi there. I voted today just now.
Tell us about your experience. What's your name?
Danielle. I was at the Amherst Community Center, and there was no wait at all. I was in and out, and it was beautiful.
Fantastic. Did you feel safe, like there was social distancing and everyone was keeping, you know, away from each other?
Yes. There was hand sanitizer everywhere. They had masks for you if you wanted them, and everyone was socially distanced.
Now, on the political side, did you feel intimidated? Did you feel like there was interference? Did you feel your vote would safely get counted and matter?
I felt totally safe. I was really excited when I put it in the machine. Everybody was smiling and happy. It was not intimidating whatsoever.
Cool.
I wish it would be like a casino when you win. Every time you vote, you get like the bells.
Ding, 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 ding.
I did see people walking in, and I gave them a little, like, cheer that they were voting. So
yes, exactly. Now, how long have you been waiting to vote? Has this been 1 year, 2 years, 3 years? Like, how long have you really been excited to vote?
Since the day of the last election.
Gotcha. I'm glad you called.
Message understood. Beth, I hear you're calling.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I voted this morning.
Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Beth.
Where did you go?
I vote in North Tonawanda.
And how was the experience?
There was a very long line, but it moved very quickly, and there were a lot of older people
people were saying how wonderful it was that there were some young people there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
Was there a lot of chitter chatter in the line between you?
There was, but mostly like about the weather and not really about the election.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Alexis, you're on Kiss 98.5.
How are you?
Good. How you doing, Alexis?
I'm fine. It was a wonderful experience. I was there shortly after 7. It was 1, 2, 3, and I was out.
Now, did you get your coffee before you went to vote?
I don't drink coffee.
Wow, you're the one. What do you drink in the morning?
You don't laugh. Almond milk.
Almond milk's good.
Okay. All right. I don't mind that. Was it exciting for the election day to finally be here for you?
Well, I've done it for so many years, but I'm just, yes, for this election, yes.
Mm-hmm. And will you stay up and watch all of the, you know, I don't know,
yes.
with like the, yeah, yeah, the
yes.
coverage. I'll call it that, the election coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I wanted to tell you something. You were talking about the old-fashioned iron. I think what you were talking about is a mangler.
A mangler, that's it. Do you have one?
My grandmother did, and I remember it in the basement.
Yeah, my mom was telling me about this mangler.
What is a mangler?
So it's like, can you explain it? Because I've never seen one, but my mom was telling me about it.
It's just a big roller, and it has a crank, and you put it through, and it just rolls right through.
Uh-huh, and that's how you, so your mom always pressed your sheets?
No, my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
My grandmother.
And so she would press her sheets that way. I bet it felt great to sleep in a bed with pressed sheets.
I never saw her use it. I know that after she passed, my mom had it in the basement, but nobody ever used it.
Huh, and so is it still in your mom's basement?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, darn. I was going to say, tell her to call. I want one so bad, I don't even know why, because I don't think I'd use it. But now I feel like I need a sheet presser. On another note, thanks for calling.
You stay well.
You too. Christina, you're up. You're on Kiss 98.5. Did you vote?
I did, yes. I just got done.
Tell us about your experience. Where'd you go?
Well, I'm in North Tonawanda, so it's like right on Strad. It was really dead. Nobody was there.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I was surprised.
Okay, you're lucky.
And so
yes,
you cast your vote. Did you know exactly who you were voting for in every different?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then did you get a sticker?
No, I didn't.
Oh, darn. Yeah, you just wanted to get out of there?
Yeah, well, I tried to sneak in before work.
Uh-huh.
So I got away with it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you for calling.
Any advice for people going voting today?
Wait, we're on to Jeff now. Jeff can give us that advice.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Janet. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, another day.
Another day. That's right. So first question is Nick asked. Any advice for people going voting today, Jeff?
No. Just wear a mask and don't talk about nothing.
No.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Don't talk about nothing. What do you mean? What was your experience today, Jeff?
Who you're voting for.
Okay.
I think we should all just start yelling it from the rooftops just to see who's voting for who. Don't you?
Yes.
Jeff,
or you could sing it like Buddy the Elf.
Nobody was there.
No. So where did you vote?
The Moose in South Buffalo.
Nice, nice. Were there a lot of signs for one candidate or another? Would you say 50-50?
Actually, there is, like across the street, there were signs at the library because where the Moose is on South Park, there's really no grass at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Inside there is equal.
Yeah. So will you stay up tonight and follow the coverage?
They won't know tonight.
No. Do you have a prediction, Jeff? Should I even ask?
No.
No, you're going to close to the vest. I like it.
I'll say Trump.
You think Trump's going to win?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wonder, like, I can't even predict what's going to happen.
I just heard on the radio somebody voted $5 million that Trump was going to win.
Yeah, there's a guy, British banker, former banker, that's betting himself $5 million. I don't know the guy, so I don't know that this is real, but the story is he bet $5 million of his own money that Trump would be declared the winner of this presidential election.
If he wins, hey, good for him.
Yeah.
I don't think either way I would bet that kind of money on a presidential election. Yeah, that is too much money. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, Jeff. Wendy.
Yes. Hello.
You voted.
So, I did, but we voted a couple days ago, but it's just funny because my husband's like very a certain way, and I feel the same way, but I just wanted to mess with him. So this is great. We're waiting in line, and I just whispered to him, I'm like, I'm going to vote for the other person. And he's like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? just awesome. And he's, I'm like, what? I mean, I can have my own opinion. He's like, I thought we talked about this. I'm like, I'm just messing with you, but... I'm like, but do you want to play a game while we're waiting? Because, like, as people are walking up, do you want to, like, guess who they're voting for? He's like, no, honey.
Oh,
I like your style. You're messing with him right at the last minute. That's great.
The pot.
Feisty.
That's totally. Amazing. how much have you guys talked about the election, you and your husband?
Well, like I said, he feels pretty strongly about it. I do, too, but I'm just not as... not as strong, so as okay. I'm feeling. But so we talked about it. But I
let me ask: is
him at the last minute?
Is it embarrassing when he's going off on whatever rant he is, and you're just kind of like, yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Could you guys imagine? We're like a little more than 3 weeks from Thanksgiving, but there is the slight possibility we could be waiting still in 3 weeks for a candidate to win this election. Could you imagine if we can be talking about that at the Thanksgiving table?
No, because my sister is coming and she feels a different way and like posts a poster on Facebook and like she'll do all that and I'll be like, oh God, I can't. Like, I can't talk about it at Thanksgiving.
You know,
she'll
be waiting for that moment to bring politics up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. How do you shut it down?
I won't bite. I might give a little joke because I just joke, but I'm just like, you know, whatever.
You know, no, whether or not you agree with the person, wouldn't it be just funny to go like, you are so right, and I agree with everything you're saying? You
know? Actually, that would be fantastic because she would be like, finally, really?
Exactly.
No.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.